Welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
Welcome back, everyone, for all our... Oh my god, I can't.
Just for everyone listening, this is Laura's second take at saying for all of our listeners. Last time she said listeners, and now she's saying isseners. Okay. And I just want this to stay in because it's usually me who's fucking up.
I was literally leading to a funny joke that was about you fucking
up. Do you want to try again? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
Welcome back to all our listeners.
You look like you were really concentrating.
Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to update all of our listeners of last week's pod to let them know that we've got the TV mounted, the shock wrench, it worked out.
I was going to bring that up. So that means that I'll be watching Below Deck.
Yeah, it's all set up for you and ready to go.
Thank you so much.
No more excuses.
Nope.
I watched last night's episode and it was good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It's going to be a good season. Below Deck FOMO. Sailing Yacht. You should start with that.
Sailing Yacht.
Yeah, because there's only, like, you can go back one season and then you'll get the gist, and then this season's just starting and it's on now.
Okay. All right, I'll do it.
Okay, so let's get into this week's hot tops. Let's start with your favorites, the Kardashians. What have they been up to?
Well, Pete deleted Instagram, actually.
Oh.
5 days ago or something like that. So it was immediately after his first post because he was getting a lot of positive and negative comments, and it just kind of reminded him of why he didn't want social media in the first place.
What was his first post?
Oh. I really don't know how to describe this. It was a scene of a movie, and he was making commentary.
So was he promoting the movie?
No, it was an old movie.
Oh. So I think my theory that he got Instagram to promote something was wrong.
Yeah.
So why did he get Instagram in the first place? We don't know?
I'll ask.
Okay, good.
Next, I forgot to write this in here. So Kendall was recently in Paris partying with two of Courtney's exes. One of them was Eunice.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a modeling thing?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't look further into it.
Yeah.
Because I don't care for Kendall.
Right.
I was just upset that it was Courtney's exes.
Yeah. Maybe they ended on good terms. How did her and Eunice end?
No, Eunice and her did not end on good terms. Oh. I understand them hanging out with Scott, but Eunice? Yeah. No.
Okay. So who is the other one?
Oh, I have it here. One sec. No, I don't. I don't have it here.
I don't really remember any of our exes.
It was Luca Sabat.
Who
did? I think it was her friend. I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And then Scott Disick is rumored to be seeing Holly Scarfone.
From?
Too Hot to Handle, season 3, which I haven't seen.
Season 3. Is that the most recent one?
Yeah.
I watched that. Who was
you
Holly?
Finished it?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, was it good?
I hate that show. So yeah. I was kind of just watching it because I needed something to watch. So I watched the entire season, like, while I was on walks. And it wasn't that interesting.
While you were on walks?
Well, I just, like, put it on when I was on the treadmill.
Sorry,
at the gym.
When did you go for a walk?
At the gym.
Oh, okay. So you didn't invite me? No. That was our thing when we were becoming friends.
I know. I always get flashbacks to, like, this time, 2020.
Yeah.
When we first hung out as friends.
Mm-hmm. And we actually walked, like, 6 meters apart.
Yeah.
6 feet.
We complied with the rules.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember who she is, though. Is she blonde or brunette? Did you Google her?
Brunette. And she's from South Africa, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Everyone keeps saying that she looks like Kylie Jenner. I don't see it at all. And I don't think she's hot. But she is 23, so that makes sense for Scott.
Yeah, that's right up his alley. That's mm-hmm. his usual. Oh, I just Googled her. Okay. Yes, I do know her. She actually was one of the ones that was in the most serious relationship on the show. So I guess her and the guy she was with did not work out.
Okay.
I did not like her. She was one of the ones who, like, kept on making out and breaking the rules and stuff and was like, I don't care, I'm in love. She was kind of annoying.
Uh-huh.
We're not a fan. Oh, it looks like she's from Ontario, not South Africa.
Wait,
she's
then who was from South Africa?
She's a Canadian-born model.
Oh, no. I'm gonna pass away.
Next. I
hate myself already. Okay. My last Kardashian related, but not really Kardashian related update is, remember how I told you about a famous Harris?
I recall.
So she's actually friends with Scott Safdie's muse from Uncut Jams.
Really?
Julia Fox.
Was she scammed by her? This is Anna Delvey we're talking about.
No, Julia has previously described Anna as my dear sis. They connected on Instagram when Anna was out of prison, DM'd a bit, and then Julia jumped on Anna's Clubhouse, which was really random. And then Anna was answering people's questions about her experience, and she made the forum, Julia made the forum so much better. She asked all the right questions. We have a similar sense of humor. She was never judgmental, and we stayed in touch ever since.
Hmm, that's really random. I feel like Clubhouse was a very short-lived app in like one of the pandemics.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, I
didn't even try.
I don't know how you could get on. I thought you had to be like a celebrity to get on it.
Oh, what am I thinking about?
I don't know, but Clubhouse I think was like, it would be like a forum where everyone could jump on, kind of like a FaceTime group call is how I understood it to be. But that celebrities would always be on it, and then people could join other people's club. Yeah,
that's the one I was thinking
okay
of.
yeah
it was lame. But Anna did say that her and Julia are working on a little creative project together.
Interesting.
Yeah, no one is gonna care. So that's it for the Kardashians.
Okay, well, we got a few Bravo news items.
Yes. Okay, we'll start with Real Housewives of Miami. Larsa is coming back for season 5. It's been confirmed by Larsa herself.
Okay, good. So, I'm glad they're coming back for another season.
Yeah.
Because this whole Peacock thing, I think, was like a test, like a testing ground for Real Housewives of Miami, but it did really well.
Yeah. I didn't know that it was being tested.
Well, it was on Peacock. It wasn't on like Bravo. And then it aired, I don't know if it aired at the same time as Peacock, and then it got transferred over to Bravo. But in any event, like, it wasn't like an OG Bravo. Well, I think Peacock is like an entirely different network, isn't it?
When did it start?
Not that long ago. I feel like in the past year.
So I'm not losing it then.
No, but they would have like all these Peacock originals, and Real Housewives of Miami was on there.
Say that word so many times.
Peacock.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's coming back for season 5. Larsa's going to be on it, and Larsa's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she has to be on the show. I feel like she gives it clout.
For sure.
Because all the other, I mean, maybe people who watched Real Housewives of Miami back in the day, like, I never watched the original seasons, so all these other women mean nothing to me. Maybe for other people, they're excited about these other women, but I feel like having Larsa Pippen's name in it, people are going to come watch it for that.
For sure. Okay, so Julia on Real Housewives of Miami. I was talking to my friend and I was like, I don't really like her.
Really?
And they described her as sort of like the Kathy Hilton of the group. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, she definitely does play that role because she's usually kind of out of the drama, and everyone seems to like her, and she does random things like bring her farm eggs over, and she's just a very quirky person. So I could see her playing that role, but the most Did you watch this season, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the episode where she got so drunk and then insisted she had some sort of illness?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, girl, that's a hangover. Like,
oh, this isn't alcohol. I must have food poisoning. You're hungover.
Pounding the vodka shots.
Pounding them.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
What do you think is going on between her and Adriana?
I think they have a really too close for comfort relationship. Like,
I think
I was
really disrespectful.
I agree.
Julia's wife.
I agree. I would be totally upset if I saw her flirting with her that hardcore, or even her having that close relationship.
Didn't they also kiss?
Well, I think it was on the preview for like tonight's episode.
Maybe.
Because I do remember seeing that, but I don't think I've seen it on the show yet. It might be tonight's episode.
Okay.
But yeah, that's definitely crossing the line.
Yeah, I can't stand Adriana.
No, she can go.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who are leaving, there was the Salt Lake City reunion part 1. We know that Mary's not coming back for sure.
Yeah, she's Denzo. What did you think of the first part of the reunion?
Underwhelming.
Yeah, I thought so too.
like even Andy said, so Jen, you have been charged with this, this, and this, and you're up against 30 years in federal prison. How are you doing? And I was like, that's the first time you're going to ask?
And that's all he really asked.
That's all that he asked.
Oh, it's devastating. Full, like, he's like, oh, are your lawyers upset at you coming here? Yes, they are. And that was it. Then we moved on.
Yeah. So Queens of Bravo posted a question that she was asked by a fan about how does she think that Andy and Bravo think that Jen is guilty? And the answer was yes. And that's why she thinks that they're not pressing her with questions.
I mean, it makes sense. Like every other person that was involved in this Jen Shaw case has already taken a plea deal and pled guilty. And there were lots of them. There was like, I saw a chart. It was like 15 or more people, like not just Stuart, her assistant. I know
the chart you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's like, really, you're the only one left standing and you've got like 15 people that are probably going to testify against you. Like she's frigged. She's frigged.
Yeah.
Like unless they're getting off on some sort of legal technicality, I don't know. I just get the sense that she's headed to prison.
That is scary.
Isn't that crazy?
That's scary.
It's wild.
But I don't think it'll be 30 years.
I don't know. I don't know. She'd like that's the max.
Get the minimum and get off on good behavior or something like that.
Yeah, because even with that
behavior, though,
she'll just be knifing people in prison.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm already here.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then another sad update I saw on, I think it was on Instagram, that Mia from Real Housewives of Potomac, I think she's got cancer. Like her post was kind of odd. That's what she was
alluding to.
Yeah. So her post was saying something like, just got news from my doctor that I need to go to Johns Hopkins Cancer Center right away. And that was all it really said, like, which clearly implies that the test results were bad and she had to go for a cancer center. So
yeah,
seems like she probably has some type of cancer, which is really sad. If
it is cancer, I hope they caught it early on.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned to see how she's doing, but hopefully she gets through it.
I just have one more thing about Salt Lake City. How cringe was it when Jenny was going off about how other people are racist?
Oh God. This did not age well.
Let's remind our listeners that shortly before the season was wrapping up, it came out that Jenny had recently posted racist posts on her Facebook, which again, why is she using Facebook? In like September 2020, and it was very much like against Black people and supporting the police.
Yeah, and she immediately was fired. So this was her first and her last reunion.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Jenny.
Rest in piss. But yeah, it's just like, is that the kettle calling the pot black? Is that the saying?
The pot calling the kettle black. You were close. You were close.
Shush. I hate myself.
You were close. That one wasn't that bad.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so I saw in Bachelor News, Colton Underwood is engaged.
What?
Yeah, he's engaged.
To a man.
To a man. Jordan something or other. He's a silver fox. I don't know if I call him a fox.
Oh, yeah? Wait, what's his name? I'm going to look him up right now.
Well, just go to Colton Underwood's profile. So his post was kind of ambiguous. His post was like, oh, I can't wait to spend forever with you or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or it was more ambiguous than that. So I was like, are they actually engaged? But then I went to this Jordan guy's, like his fiance's post, and he had tagged a wedding photographer in it. So I'm like, okay, this must be an engagement shoot. And then Colton reposted in his story, like a friend congratulating him on his engagement. So,
okay, well, I'm like looking at People magazine right now, and Colton spoke to People and said, starting 2022 off with my best friend, teammate, and now fiance.
Wow.
Is something I never thought was going to be possible.
Well, I'm happy for him.
So the person he's with, Jordan, is a political strategist, and he's 39, so 9 years older than Colton.
Wow. He looks way older than 39. No offense.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I thought he was in like his late 40s.
When did they even start dating?
I don't know. I feel like I was creeping Colton's profile like a couple months ago, and there was posts probably dating back like 6 or so months.
Mm-hmm.
So, but who knows how long. But he's only been out for... Like, did he come out at the beginning of the pandemic or halfway through? Like, I feel he's only been out for like a year.
It's definitely like after Tayshia's season.
Yeah. So they can't have been dating for that long, but I guess when you know, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if they want kids. I just, I don't like Colton.
Why not?
Well, he was such a jerk to all those women, like, that who had to file the restraining order.
Oh, yeah. Cassie.
Yeah, like, I don't think that what he was going through excuses any of the manipulative or horrible shit he put the women through.
Totally.
And then he lied about so many things that happened on his season, remember?
Right. Like, I remember when his book came out, people were fact checking it, like, from his season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't remember all those things.
Yeah.
Good luck, Colton. We don't stand, but all the best. So, Love is Blind, did you watch the...
Yes.
Okay, good. What are your thoughts? I was actually shocked.
Why?
I literally was convinced that they were all going to live happily ever after.
They wouldn't live happily ever after. Well, they would get married.
They would get married. Like, I was actually shocked at everyone that didn't get married.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's start out with Shane and Natalie.
So, lots to say here. Because since the finale, I've read some stuff about Shane. But talking about the finale, it seemed like that fight between Shane and Natalie was really bad.
It did. And it was weird because at the beginning, they weren't really saying what was said. And then eventually after Natalie said no, she said they had a talk afterwards. And she said that he had said that he hates her and... she's the worst thing that ever happened to him or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Which is pretty bad.
But the thing is, like, Natalie still wanted to work on it.
I know. She still was willing to give it a shot, which I don't even know. Like, when he was standing up there, I've never seen a man look stranger so behavior. Like, he must have been coked out, right? Yeah.
So there was this Reddit thread where originally the person posted a question saying, like, I worked on the set of Love is Blind season 2. Ask me anything. And Reddit verified them and was like, okay, yeah, you did work on the set. But then they de-verified them because they were like, yes, it appears they worked on the set, but not clear which department, because a lot of what they were saying was they heard from others. Oh. And then they did their own research and was like, some of this is not lining up.
Oh.
So what was said was that the person was told by others on the set that Shane had done coke at least 3 times.
How does he get that into the premises?
How does he not do that in front of Natalie?
Yeah, he must have. But then, I don't know, what, maybe she's cool with it. I don't know. But I actually, like, literally before the finale, I was somehow swayed to be like Team Shane. Like, I literally thought out of all of the guys, I'm like, he is the most genuine. He is the one.
Immediately know Laura.
Kate, not as a person, not so much as a person, but like, he truly seemed the most genuinely in love with his fiance. Like, I truly think he wanted to marry Natalie.
The woman was too stunned to speak.
I was swayed. Like, the editors got me. I was like, go Shane and Natalie. I was going to be happy for them.
No.
I didn't think it was a good idea for Natalie, but I just really thought that his feelings were genuine. Did you think that his feelings for Natalie were disingenuous?
No.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, right. He was a cokehead. He was really weird and strange, but I really thought he wanted to marry her. But anyways, that's donezo. Moving on to another one of the breakups, Mal and Sal. What did you think of that one?
Okay, there's something off about Mal.
Like, yeah. She's, like, not fully present, almost.
There's something dark about her that's being hidden.
Yeah. Well, I was shocked that it was... I literally thought Sal was for sure going to be the one saying yes, and she was going to be the one saying no. So when it was reversed, I was like, whoa, really?
I was happy he said no.
Yeah, I was too. I think he can do much better than Mallory.
Yeah, but it looked like and sounded like they were going to try dating one another after taking, like, a few days to cool off.
Yeah. But
I don't think they're a match.
I've heard rumors that Sal is dating Deep D.
Rumors, or you just sent that screenshot?
I mean, Kyle. Okay, I sent the screenshot because there was a picture that Deep D posted on her Instagram of her and Sal, and it said unshakable vibes, and like shake was capitalized. Mm-hmm. So that started rumors. But then I saw another TikTok that said it was confirmed that Kyle and Deep D are dating.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I just saw it recently.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Also, I'm pretty sure Deep D is religious.
You're right.
And Kyle is not, which was the problem between Shayna and Kyle. But we really know that Shayna didn't find Kyle hot.
Yeah, that's a real reality.
And he's not.
No. I don't know. I hope we find out at the reunion. But flowing from that, obviously, Deep T and Shake did not get married.
Okay, question. So Deep T at the altar gives this really calm mini speech. Do you think that they tell each other ahead of time, hey, I'm going to say no?
I don't think that they did. And I think particularly with Deep T, I think she actually had a lot of animosity towards Shake. And so I, although she's like a very nice, kind woman, I also feel like she'd be like, screw you. I'm not even going to tell you. Like, you've been such a butthead to me. Like, made me so insecure, commented on my... Maybe she didn't know all that.
I just want to know when it switched for her. Like, what did it?
I know.
Did
I feel
she
like
find something out?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like the editing had us so convinced that all of these couples were going to work out that when they didn't work out, I was like, whoa, wait, what happened?
But
like, where is the
TV.
Disconnect here? Totally. It totally sucked me in. But now I want to know the real story.
Why do they make the reunion a week out?
I know.
It should have just happened right after the finale.
I was expecting to go right from the finale into the reunion, so yeah. I was rattled when it's not coming out till this Friday.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll cover that next week.
Yeah.
It seems like Kyle and Shake are beefing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there was a reunion video teaser posted by Love is Blind on Instagram, and then Kyle said something like, oh, I'm just here to watch the drama or something like that. And then Shake replied and was like, oh, I forget. It seemed like either they were trying to promote it or there is actually beef that will be revealed. But I just don't know what kind of beef could it be.
Well, if Kyle's now dating Deep T.
Oh, wow. I didn't even put that together because you just told me.
Yeah. So maybe he's like Team Deep T and is like, dude, you're an asshole. I can't believe you said all these things about her behind her back. Like,
Kyle's not cute.
I know, but maybe they love is blind, Shireen. That's the whole concept. And then our last couple, Jarrett and Ayana, ended up getting married.
They seem like the most natural with one another. It's weird.
Yeah.
Because she was his second choice.
I know.
And they have like tension.
I know. Like,
but
she
it
must
seemed
have
like they were dating for 5 years or something.
Yeah.
Or were already married.
I was like, I really thought with the editing of the last episode, the wedding episode, that they were gonna say no. So I was also surprised that they said yes. Like, the editors screwed me over in every respect.
Yeah.
But I wish them all the best. I'm excited to see what happens at the reunion and who's still together and who's not.
Did you notice the different voices that she makes when she talks?
Well, yeah, she talks in a really like high-pitched voice. I did notice.
Yeah.
That and the amount of likes on Bachelor. You've ruined some things for me.
You've ruined many things for me, Laura. Okay, you're forgetting Danielle and Nick.
Ugh.
I can't believe they went through with it.
They seem like they were doomed to fail. But I did, like, some, well, of course people are going to, yeah, people are going to say this after the fact, but Danielle did suggest that they got a really bad edit. Like, made her and him seem way worse than they are as humans.
Yeah. I sent you the post where it was, like, she had told Nick something really traumatic that happened to her right before he left for the party on the beach.
Yeah.
And that's something that we didn't see.
Right.
Which influenced her reaction. But still, like, you, that type of a reaction in the first week of knowing each other.
Yeah. I know. But I can I've been there. Like, and when you're in that reactionary state and you don't even really know it's connected to that. But then afterwards, when you think it through, you're like, crap, that was all to do with this other issue. Had nothing to do with you. I totally took it out on you. I could see how that would happen.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I have for Love is Blind. In the week after the finale, seems like Deep D's brother and his wife wrote a long post.
Oh, yeah. I saw
calling
that.
Shake a loser and whatever. And I was just like, I could totally see my brother and my sister writing something like that after.
Totally.
Just going to bat.
Yeah. And I would post on TikTok.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I could see you posting a TikTok too. Stupid.
Stupid.
I'm not going to let you get the chance. You still do the best.
Okay. Well, then should we get into our next segment? Pitch or ditch?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's hear it. You go first.
Okay, so my picture ditch a bitch is for a show that pretty much the entire world has seen, and I'm just late to the game, Euphoria. So I tried Euphoria 2 summers ago, and I did it at a very bad time. I was having lots of panic attacks and whatever during the summer, and the next day I was coming off of like being drunk, so I had a lot of anxiety, and I put on this show where she's like in and out of rehab, and it's so depressing, and she's losing friends, and I was like, this show sucks. Like, yeah. Why is everyone into this show?
Immediately no.
Yeah, and she's like 17 in the show too. So I never touched it again. Like, I'd always see it, hear about it. All these TikToks were happening and didn't try it. But I finally gave it a shot on Saturday when I was hungover.
Oh, gosh. So you didn't learn your lesson.
I'm in a better state now, okay. Mentally.
Where did you start? Like, you started from the beginning. Season one?
Yeah.
How many seasons are there?
2.
Oh, there's only 2?
The season 2 finale was just aired on Sunday, this past Sunday. Oh, I thought
there was like 4 or 5 seasons.
No, and there's only like 8 to 10 episodes per season.
An hour each?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, where do I start? So, the show is about the lives of these teenagers in high school and how they all have their own backstories and are going through really traumatic, depressive shit. And obviously, it impacts the way they show up with one another and in their lives. And some of them are friends, some of them are not, some of them are best friends, and some of them are dating. The show also has a trans person who's actually played by a trans person. Yes. And she's a fantastic actor. And so Zendaya in the show has been getting a lot of praise and recognition. And I'll admit, like, up until maybe season 2, episode 5 or 6, I still didn't really buy it. There's a lot of hype around Zendaya, and I like totally understand, she's gorgeous, amazing model, I love everything she stands for, but with acting I was like, there's nothing really that great here.
Okay,
not that I can act any better. but yeah, once I saw season 2, episode 5 or 6, I was like, holy shit, yeah, she's definitely gonna get an Emmy.
Okay.
So it's dark, and the music in the show is very emotionally manipulative, which I love.
In what ways? Like, explain that.
So they got Labyrinth. Do you know Labyrinth?
No.
Really?
No.
I'm trying to think of it. Okay, you know Still Don't Know My Name?
Yeah.
So that's Labyrinth. Okay. And that's from Euphoria.
Okay.
So they got him to do all the music for both seasons. And it just, like, it sets the tone for every scene. And you can just feel the actor's emotion because of, like, I don't know, the melody that he's using or the words or just the sounds. It's just so emotionally manipulative.
Okay.
It's great. You get really sucked into it. I'm now done. And today is, what, Tuesday?
So was there big chatter about the finale? Like, was it wild?
Yes. Yes. I bawled my eyes out.
Really?
So before the season finale, everyone, like, I obviously heard through my friends that I'm going to be shocked and I'm not going to see it coming. And then Twitter was like, oh, I was bawling this and that, and I was like, can't be that bad. I was on the floor, like, fetal position.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was.
That sounds like something I don't want to bring upon myself.
Yeah, but like, I was really sucked into it for 2-3 days, right?
Yeah.
So it was like back to back to back to back, 18 episodes.
Did it give you anxiety?
No.
Interesting.
It didn't. No.
Was there any like upbeat parts of it, or was it all pretty dark?
It's all pretty dark.
Okay.
It's weird because, like, there's no way teenagers go through this shit that they portray on this show. Yeah, you would have to see it.
Yeah. So what would you say then? Is it a pitch?
It's a pitch. 100% a pitch.
It's a pitch. Okay.
Like, even if you don't want to watch something sad, I pitch this show to you.
Really? You think it would be good for me?
Yes.
What? That's shocking.
There's drama.
This all sounds like something I would want to steer so far clear from.
Oh, do you know who's in it? The blonde daughter in White Lotus.
I didn't watch that show.
Didn't you tell me to watch The White Lotus?
No, I told you to watch 9 Perfect Strangers.
No, you definitely told me to... Oh, no. That was someone else. I told you not to watch The White Lotus.
Yes. You told me to ditch it, so I ditched it. So bad.
Yeah. No, I don't know why anyone was giving that a good rating. Anyway, she's in White Lotus. Nothing to say about that. But the the costumes, the makeup, the music, the settings, and just like the way that the director and producer capture the emotions and the environment with the camera work is just, it's so creative.
Yeah, and when you're saying all this, it sounds to me like it's one of those like Oscar movies that are so bad, but everyone like is critically acclaimed and it's so good and going to win it.
All so of things. I thought that too. That's why I was like, first of all, I didn't like it because I was depressed last time I was watching it. But second of all, I was like, this is probably one of those overrated shows and I'm not going to get into it. But I got into it.
Okay, noted. Yeah. I'll consider watching that when I'm like in a really, 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 really good headspace.
Okay. What's your picture ditch?
Okay, so I watched this on, I think, Saturday or Sunday, or I started at least, because it's called Severance. It's on Apple TV. They caught me with like a little trailer before I was going to watch After Party. Oh, yeah. And I was like, whoa, this show looks epic. I'm going to watch it. So they'd released, I think, the first four episodes. I think I watched the first four episodes. Okay. It's written, I think it's either written or it's directed or it's conceptualized by Ben Stiller. And it stars Adam Scott from Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
And Patricia Arquette is also kind of a star in it. Mm-hmm. And the concept is, it's this company that if you want to, you can put like a chip in your brain that will sever your memories between work and personal life.
Oh my God.
So when you walk through their doors at work, all you know is your work. You forget everything about your outside life. And when you walk back out at the end of the day, you forget all about work and all you know is your personal life.
If this was a thing, I'm pretty sure my therapist would force me to do this.
Right? Like in concept, it's like, that is amazing. When I'm at home, I won't be stressed about work. I won't have to worry about anything.
Compartmentalize.
Total compartmentalization.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is going to be epic. And so I started watching it. And it's got like an 8.1 review on IMDb. And
oh, I'm shocked that you like it.
No, I don't. It's a dish. Okay.
See, there it is. I said Laura doesn't like highly rated shows.
I know. I just like couldn't get into it. It was moving like really slowly and I didn't really.
Yeah, you won't like Euphoria.
Okay. No. See, I thought.
I'm still pitching wouldn't. It.
Okay. You pitch it to the world.
Pitching to the audience.
Not to Laura. So yeah, I was watching and it was just really slow and I didn't really understand like what we were getting at. Like where is the like big shocker? Like where are the cliffhangers? There really wasn't wrench? Any. No shock wrenches involved. So I would ditch it. I don't think it's worthwhile. Knowing me, I'll probably keep watching it because I tend to do that because I just need to finish things. But if there's anything better on TV, I would not watch it. So it's a ditch for me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really see myself watching that.
No.
But maybe. Okay, what are your thoughts on After Party? Because so far it's been slacking.
I thought it was going to be amazing because it's like a star-studded cast. So this is another show on Apple TV. So it stars
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish.
Zoe. Her name is actually Zoe, I think.
Yeah, in the show.
She was in... No, her actual name in real life.
Oh, yeah. But what's her...
Modern Love.
Is she
Love.
A comedian? I'm going to look it up because... Zoe Chow.
Yeah.
Dave Franco, Alana Glazer... Ben Schwartz, Ike Barinholtz, and wasn't there someone else that showed up randomly?
The
in
one
last
from
episode?
Mindy Project, the nurse. Who is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that's Ike Barinholtz. Okay. He was also in Cock Blockers.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, it's got all these comedians. It looks like it's going to be an epic show. Like so funny. It's about they go to their high school reunion, and then someone gets murdered, and the whole show is trying to figure out who gets murdered. And it's like,
no, who did the murder?
Who did the murder? Yeah.
And Tiffany Haddish is a detective.
Yeah. And each episode is focused on one of the people kind of replaying their story in high school and then their night at the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really enjoying it. Like last week's episode with the whole cartoon thing, I couldn't even get through it.
Yeah. It reminded me of when you have a show and they all of a sudden do a musical episode.
Yeah, like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. It's like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm still going to keep watching, but it's really not that entertaining. Like, I hate to say
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, Zoe did it.
But I don't know. Her last episode, I really bought it that she didn't do it. She wasn't even in the room. I think he committed suicide.
Maybe. But that, no. Zoe did it.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep watching to find out who did it. But
you can.
I think for right now, it's a ditch.
All right.
All right, let's get back into our TV recaps. Let's start with The Bachelor. So it was hometowns week.
Yeah.
We started off with Susie's one-on-one in Virginia.
And this time they actually traveled to every state.
Yeah, he must have had a busy week. I was thinking about that. I'm like, he must have been exhausted. He was going all over the place. Mm-hmm. So overall, what do you think of Susie's family?
I don't really remember her family.
She was the one whose her dad was sick, and so she was really, like, she really looks up to him as, like, the what's the word?
Patriarch?
No, like, the person that she aspires to find in a partner. And so her, I thought, like, they were kind of boring, but I think that just means they're normal. But overall, I thought that her parents were really friendly and warm and welcoming. And they were the ones that were like, actually, like, we look up to Susie. Like, she sets an example for us in so many ways of her life.
Truly blanking. I don't remember this.
Well, that's because they weren't really any dramatics. Like, they were just really nice and wholesome.
Yeah.
So it generally seemed like it went well. But yeah, not much to talk about. And then we jumped into Gabby's one-on-one in Colorado.
Okay. Let's talk about her grandpa.
Love
her grandpa.
I love him so much.
He's so funny.
Like, I'd be like, okay, I'll join your family. Like, as long as I can hang out with your grandpa on a weekly basis.
People are saying that he should be the senior bachelor.
Oh my gosh. That would be epic.
Or he should host BIP with David. What's his name? David Spade.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, he's full of shit.
He was just like putting her down in his jokes. What did he say to her?
Like,
when he was talking about Clayton, and he said, like, oh, he must be full of shit if he's interested in you.
Yeah. And then he also said something about how she better not get divorced or he's going to be really upset and he'll haunt her. And she's like, well, I hope you haunt me anyway. He's like, yeah, I probably will. But it was so cute when he was like, apart from your grandma, like, you're the person I love the most in this world.
Aww.
Just so sweet.
He was so sweet.
He's so funny, like, full of life.
Yeah, like, you can see how that's been passed down in the family to Gabby. Like, their whole family was just, like, kind of jovial and good spirits, joking around. All of them were, like, laughing at the sit on your face opening line she had.
Yeah. And her grandpa still wears his wedding ring.
Yeah. So sweet.
I like how they all banded together to be there for her, even though, like, her dad couldn't be there. And also, she doesn't have a relationship with her mom.
But then her dad shows up and does the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
The Love Actually moment.
Yes.
Why wasn't he speaking?
Right? Why weren't they talking to each other? Like, they can still speak. They're, like, 20 feet away.
Well, I was like, did I miss a part where, like, she said, my dad... I actually was panicked, so I Googled, but there was nothing. So
he just wasn't speaking. Did this really weird thing where he stood with signs and then peaced out. And, like, why didn't she bring Colton out to wave hi? Clayton, did I say Colton?
Yeah.
Ugh, why didn't she bring Clayton out to be like, this is my dad. He can only speak through these cards.
Right. And he just, like, got in the car, looked pissed, and someone else drove off. Like, who was driving, first of all?
I don't know. The whole thing was so bizarre.
Clayton came out after.
Right? Like, when he was driving away, he's like, oh, that was your dad. Bye. Okay, hi, bye.
Yeah. Finger guns.
So weird.
It was. I thought what he had to say on the signs was cute, but just did not match
it was his just energy. So stupid. Like, he must have been put up to that, and it's
for sure
embarrassing. Okay, and then we get to Serene's one-on-one in Oklahoma
which
City
was so weird.
The obstacle course or the family visit or
both?
The obstacle course, like, Clayton is such a wimp.
Yep, 100%.
He was freaking out about everything. Like, he must be very, very afraid of heights.
Yeah. And she was very, very quiet. And she said, I think we just handle fear differently.
Yeah.
He's very loud and I get very in my head.
Yeah.
But she didn't even, like, really think about it. She just jumped off the ledge.
Yeah. She wasn't
And she didn't even make a sound going down. I was like, she's dead.
Like, stone cold.
She's 100% dead.
And then we get to the family visit. I really thought, okay, her brother, he's got a strong Southern twang.
Yes.
I was like, where are they from? I had to Google it. I'm like, where are they?
Why doesn't Serene have it? Right? Why doesn't her mom have it?
He was the only one and it was strong.
It was strong. He's hot though.
Super hot. Like, I think he should be on The Bachelor.
Everyone was saying that.
Oh, I'm on board.
Like, her and her brother are both very good looking.
Yeah. And I really thought their relationship was so sweet. Like, he was being extremely...
he's so vulnerable.
Yeah, and he was being extremely protective without being overbearing and being totally respectful of like Serene and her decision making while also being the good big bro. Like, it was so level in all respects. I loved it.
Yeah, I just really liked how he was very in touch with his emotions about her.
Yeah,
and it wasn't afraid to say how much he loves her.
Yeah, and got emotional about it.
Yeah,
it was all also very surprising how her whole family kept saying how closed off Serene is and that she doesn't talk about her emotions or anything like that. And they were so shocked to hear that she had opened up to Clayton about the losses that she'd experienced.
Yeah, I remember that too. Was there a line, I can't remember if it was a meme or it actually happened, she told her mom about the fireflies thing, which was actually lights. And what did she say? So you fell in love because he lit a bunch of lights for you?
Oh, something I don't know. Like that. I didn't hear that, but she could have said
that.
It
might have been a meme. But anyway, I also wasn't expecting her to be Serene's mom.
Yeah, me neither.
I did not see that coming.
Still does not compute.
Yeah.
But at the end of the date, she did drop the L-bomb.
Yeah, she said, I no longer think I'm falling in love with you. Like, I am for sure in love with you.
Yeah, and his response was, oh, I can't stop smiling.
I hate a smile.
This is a good way to dodge it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into Rachel's date in Florida.
I felt so bad for her because she lost her voice and I could just feel my throat getting dry trying to talk as much as she was. And I was like, where's the water?
Yeah. And at the end when she was whispering, I was like, thank you. Like, this is a much better.
But it's just so funny that she's always whispering.
I know. And then she was whispering again.
Yeah.
But given that she was the last person, like, I feel like the sequencing.
Yeah, I knew. While I was watching, I was like, oh, Laura's probably so convinced and feeling validated that Rachel's the one because they showed her last.
Yeah, I'm still in that boat.
I don't think it's her.
You think it's Susie?
I think it's Gabby.
No way.
I don't think, I can't see him getting engaged.
There's no way it's Gabby. I just don't see their connection overall. Like, I think they've got a really strong friendship and they love hanging out and they're buds. But I just don't see, like, the romance, really. Or him getting, like, the spark and, like, really fired up about her.
Well, if he's thinking with his other head, I think he'll go for Rachel because they have very intense physical chemistry.
Totally.
Susie is getting the Bachelorette edit quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think she will just be Bachelorette. Like, I think she's the best on paper. But not the one for Clayton.
Yeah.
She's too good for Clayton.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I do see them as a really good fit because I think they're both very, like, kind-hearted.
I don't see it.
Really?
I
feel like she's as bland as he is. Even though she's, like, extremely beautiful and all that, like, I really don't see much personality coming from her other than that little clip at the end of that one episode. So maybe they're just not showing it.
You can't have two bland people.
I know, but, like, is Rachel that exciting either? Like, Gabby's the most exciting of
everyone.
Gabby
is, and I think, like, if he's thinking properly, like, go for the one that you have a friendship with and, like, you're attracted to. It's not like he's not attracted to her.
No. What did you think of Rachel's dad?
Okay. He came in hot.
He looked like he was about to murder someone when he was sitting on the couch.
Yeah. But then when he was talking to Rachel at the end, it was so sweet.
So
and he was tearing
sweet.
Up.
Yeah.
And just like, he's just like such a softie for his little girl.
Totally. And he was like, I'm not going to be an asshole just to be an asshole. Like, if you're happy, I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
I was like, that is what we need to see. Everyone on The Bachelor, families, take note. That's how you act.
For sure.
Yeah.
You don't make it about you.
And I loved how he had that little tell at the end to be like, oh, if I pat you on the back, that means you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that when they said goodbye. So obviously, Clayton won him over.
Right. I think that Rachel just has him wrapped around her little finger. Or was that the saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Because the way that they were joking with one another and how she could just like poke fun at her dad, who's like this tough guy to everyone else, was just really... All I could do was focus on their relationship.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about Clayton.
Yeah. And I really love that her dad was like, if she wants to go to Europe to be a pilot, are you going to go with her? Like, he's so focused on... That was a
good question.
Yeah, on making sure that his daughter doesn't get, like, sucked into this relationship, that her future husband supports her dreams and will do everything for their relationship.
He said another thing where he was like, yeah, you found someone that you're not going to stand behind, but that's going to stand with you. I was like, we stand you.
Right? I thought that was such a good line.
Yeah, he is a good one.
Yeah.
He's a gem.
We stand the dad.
We do. Senior bachelor.
So then we get to the rose ceremony, and ultimately Serene is sent home.
Did you see that coming?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
There I was did. This funny meme that was like, he sent Serene home on the last day of Black History Month. Oh, no. I thought that was funny. But yeah, no, I saw that coming. And apparently next week, there's like 5 hours of Bachelor TV.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Monday is going to be... the fantasy suites and women tell all.
Oh, so that's gonna be like a 3 hour episode.
Wait, so hold on. So the finale, is that usually when fantasy suites happens and then it's the final rose?
Yeah, that's the sequencing of, well, there's, don't they meet his family? I think there's fantasy suites. It'll probably be fantasy suites and women tell all, and then meeting Clayton's family and
choosing one
and then after the final rose.
Yeah,
that's how I'm guessing it will go.
Next Monday is gonna be like Monday Night Football for us.
It looks like an intense episode. So he says, I'm in love with three of you and I was intimate with two of you. So who do you think he was intimate
and
with?
And Susie was like, I shouldn't have to ask my future husband not to have sex with someone else.
Yeah, so I think he slept with Susie and Rachel.
I think he sleeps with Gabby and Rachel.
But oh, that could be it. Mm-hmm. And then Susie gets really upset by it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that could be it. Interesting.
Either way, I'm just like really ready for the season to be over.
Yeah. Because I'm really not invested in these relationships at all.
Same. And whoever he's with, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
Like, but Bachelor episodes are 2 hours long, but they just feel 4 hours long.
I know, it just Clayton drags on and on and on.
Yeah, we still don't know anything about him other than he's afraid of heights.
Yeah, pretty much it.
So.
All right, well, next week we'll have a big episode to recap since we'll have at least Monday nights, maybe even part of Tuesday nights by then.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Summer House. So we start off back at the BDSM party.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know if anything else happened at that party.
No,
except for Amanda again clearing everyone out. She's like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
You gotta get the heck out of here.
Yeah, I love having a person like that at a party.
Yeah, no, they're okay. So at the party, that's when Danielle tells Paige and Sierra about what Kyle said.
Right.
And Danielle's leaving out a key point, which doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. She tells Paige and Sierra that Kyle was talking to her and said all they have in common is lover boy.
Mm-hmm.
But you pointed out last week that he said right now. Right.
Which I think it's an important clarification.
It is, for sure. So Danielle's not saying that part, and I don't think it ever really gets raised.
No, and maybe, I don't know if she's purposely not saying it or she just doesn't really remember.
No, I think she just doesn't remember.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't see any malicious intent with Danielle.
I don't either.
So yeah. She tells Paige and Sierra, and, you know, you were saying that you think the fight between Sierra and Danielle might be about that.
Yeah, I think I was wrong.
Yeah, because it seemed like Sierra was appreciative of the information.
Totally, yeah.
So Paige starts freaking out because she's like, I'm in her wedding party and I just feel like I have to tell her this. Like, I can't keep this from her. So they disappear and go to Paige and Sierra's room. And then I guess Amanda kicks everyone out and starts looking for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up in their room and they decide not to tell her about it that night.
Yeah, until the next day.
Yeah.
So the next morning, unless you have anything more about the party?
No.
So the next morning, we start off with Paige texting Craig.
And wasn't that at night?
No, it was that morning.
He called her. Yeah. So after the party.
Oh, yeah.
He calls her and I just was so infuriated. So he says, how's the party? Did you kiss anyone? And she texts and says, just Andrea, but it was like for a second. And then he calls and starts lashing out at her.
Yeah. And he says the thing, oh, you know, I can't come back to the house now, baby.
And he said, I don't trust you. Pardon me. First of all, he's the one who said we're not exclusive and he can fuck anyone he wants, Miss Kristen Cavallari, mm-hmm. and whoever else.
Yep.
And she kisses Andrea and is upfront about it. And he's like gaslighting her.
Totally. Like, he was so toxic in that phone call. It was so sad. And then he hung up on her.
He hangs up on her. But the thing that gets me is Paige gets so affected by it.
Yeah, she does.
So she goes into her closet, starts crying. And all the girls, Maya, Sierra, Amanda, they're all like, fuck Craig. Fuck Craig.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I can't believe he hung up on me. She decides not to talk to him. And then the next morning, Craig texts and is like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have lashed out at you. You deserve better treatment from me.
And he says, you yourself understand what it's like to receive that information.
Another manipulative thing to say.
Yeah. I do think, though, that was accurate in terms of Craig was reacting and not responding to the information.
Yeah. So Paige decides that she just really, really likes him. And Andrea would mess it up for her.
Yeah.
Jeopardize it.
And you can tell in their interactions throughout the rest of the episode, like, she's not feeding into it anymore.
Yeah. She starts being a little standoffish towards him and he's picking up on it.
Yeah, definitely. And then they have the sit down by the pool where the girls decide to tell Amanda what Kyle had said.
Yes.
So it's all the girls, like Maya, Sierra, Paige, Danielle. And I thought they raised it really well,
mm-hmm.
like in a non-attacky way, mm-hmm. Just obviously coming from a place of concern.
Yeah, they were like, if you want to go through with the wedding, we're still going to be there and show up for you. We just want you to have all the information.
Yeah, we just want you to be happy. Everyone got like really weirdly super emotional about it, though. Like literally every one of them was crying.
Yeah.
I thought that was strange.
It was weird. Like, I could understand why Maya was crying because it hit home for her. She was in a similar situation.
Yeah.
I can understand why Paige was crying because that's her best friend. But Sierra and
Danielle?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was strange. But Amanda's initial reaction was just to say, oh, yeah, when he gets mad, he spews things off he doesn't mean.
And you can just, like, when she was saying that, I was like, that is an abused woman right there.
Yeah. But I've been there. I feel like I was just there.
Yep.
With people in a mood saying things that they don't mean and taking it out on you. And then the next day they're like, I'm sorry, I was an asshole.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah. And then Kyle comes over and is like, can I ask what you guys are talking about?
Was that scripted? Was he asked by the producers to ask that?
I don't know. I think he was just getting nervous because it sounded like they were talking for a long time and everyone was kind of ready to go and like their food was there and they're like, what is going on out there?
Okay, it was funny. Before he went out, he was asking Alex and Andrea, who are on their phones, like, do you know what they're talking about? And Andrea was like, no, I'm afraid to ask. So yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, and so he does join the convo and they kind of do tell him what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they suggest, like, I can't remember who said it, but one of the girls suggested, like, postponing the wedding. And that's when I thought it kind of went a little bit too far into the meddling in other people's relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's just a really strong thing to suggest that someone postpone their wedding.
Yeah.
After that kind of thing was said. Like, I understand it's a hurtful thing, but, like, Amanda knows him better than anyone. She knows the relationship better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So to suggest that, like, because of that one conversation, they should postpone the whole wedding, I just thought that was a little bit too far.
Yeah. It seems like Kyle and Amanda make up and they're, like, feeling closer because they both are just thinking it. Everyone keeps pointing out all these flaws with us and they're not excited about us getting married.
But let's fast forward a bit to the party, like mm-hmm. Kyle's birthday party.
Cringe.
When he gives a speech at the beginning being like, I don't need any more meddlers. I just need supporters. Mm-hmm. Basically telling everyone to just like shut their trap about their relationship. It was so cringy.
So cringy.
Like, I couldn't believe Amanda standing up there and she was like, why are you doing this? And then immediately ran off and she's like, what was that?
Yeah. There's really nothing else to say about that other than unnecessary.
Yeah.
And maybe think about why everyone keeps saying stuff.
Yeah, like, Kyle? Take a look inward.
Yeah, but who was at the party? Everett.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay's ex.
Who's getting engaged.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they must have healed things because...
For sure.
She went up and said, hi, congrats, whatever, showing her the ring.
Yeah.
But taking back to another little piece that they put in there was Carl's date.
Yes.
Did you watch? No, you probably didn't. You didn't watch Love Island, did you?
No.
I swear, but I can't confirm. And I was Googling it and trying to figure it out. Mackenzie, I swear that she was on Love Island, like season.
Really?
Season one, U.S. Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dating a guy named Connor Saley, I think, from the show. And they ended up, like, they dated for like a year afterwards. And I swear she looks identical, and her name is also Mackenzie.
Really?
So I think it's Mackenzie Dittman who was on Love Island, and I think she just got rid of her lip fillers, and that's why she looks different.
Well, it's just so weird to see Carl go on this date and say that he has feelings for her, and then Lindsay, I forget if she brought up a date, but this is literally like a month before Lindsay and Carl actually get together.
Yeah.
So, and are now dating and super in love.
Obviously, it didn't work out well, but I mean, they're on different coasts. Like, she's in LA, he's in New York. So yeah. I don't think that's going to work long term.
Yeah. That was really all that happened on Summer House.
Well, wait, no. There was Lindsay's egg freezing.
Oh, yeah.
So she went to get her her fertility tested, and I was like, this is me. Mm-hmm. I did that, and for the same reasons, because Lindsay said she doesn't want to rush into a relationship because of her biological clock. So,
and
she
go
wanted,
Lindsay, for that.
Yeah, I loved it. And Danielle was such a hype woman, like they were so excited that her eggs were 28 years old.
And she's how old? 32.
I think she's a bit older than that. I remember on her timeline, she was going to be 35 when she had a baby, and it was August 2022. So I think she's 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's going to be, yeah. So 28-year-old eggs.
Yeah. So I'm happy for her that she's got, I don't know if she is freezing her eggs or if she has done it already. That was just like the initial test.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was it until the preview for next week.
Wait, imagine your process went as fast as Lindsay's did.
I know.
I was watching that feeling frustrated for you.
I know. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. Like a year before I actually got those stupid egos out of my
body.
And
how many different instructions were you given by different people?
A million. And none of them were ever right. Like I couldn't even go under for my surgery because they told me to eat toast and I wasn't supposed to eat toast.
Sometimes they didn't even have your appointment booked in.
It was brutal.
And you had to go in on a weekend and no one was opening the door.
It was brutal, guys. If anyone wants a separate pod about my egg freezing process, let us know. It was brutal, but it's done. It's done. And I've got 24 little egos in the freezer.
Yeah. So the preview for Summer House looks spicy.
Austin shows up.
Austin from Southern Charm and Winter House, who left Winter House sort of leading Sierra on and rejecting Lindsay after leading her on. But what we see in the preview is Sierra makes out with Austin, and so does Lindsay.
In the same weekend.
At the same house.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be a mess.
It is.
And I bet you that's why... Maybe that's why Sierra and Danielle fight. Like, maybe Danielle's taking up for Lindsay in that whole dynamic. I wonder when we're going to see that.
Laura's theories about Danielle and Sierra's fight continues.
I just want to know, like, why they had such a strong falling out.
That better not be, like, the last episode of the season.
I hope not. But it seems like they're still spatting. Like, I'd still, like, when...
Really?
Well, when Lindsay and Danielle were on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yeah.
They were speaking, like, somewhat negatively about Sierra, basically just saying that, like, she's the messiest, she's the most boring, like, they just didn't really see her contributions to the show. So I feel like they still have some animosity towards her.
Carl and Lindsay showed up to Watch What Happens Live as a couple.
Oh, cute.
They were holding hands when they were sitting, too. It was very cute.
That's cute.
Yeah. So the preview looks crazy. And another thing that happened was I saw a post by Best of Bravo, who usually has correct information about Bravo.
Yeah, she's really close to the Southern Charm people and right, like other Bravo celebrities.
So they were saying that rumor has it Andrea was actually not single throughout the summer and was seeing a girl named Lexi, which he mistakenly called Maya.
But then he clap right back?
He did. He commented and was like, sadly, no, it was a tough 6 months for me and I was single. Please get your facts straight. Something like that.
Interesting.
I don't think he was seeing anyone over the summer.
I don't think so either.
He was very into Paige.
Yeah. I think he was just playing the field.
Yeah.
Maybe he was seeing a girl, but it wasn't a girlfriend situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I trust Andrea.
But he's seeing Alexi now, right?
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them. All the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that wraps up another episode of Pop Therapy.
See you next week, losers. No, I don't know.